Welcome to Masechta Saita, Perek Tes, Mishnah Yudal, Chapter 9, Mishnah 14. The Mishnah here speaks about different decrees that were instituted because of the Chorba, because of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Number one says the Mishnah, Bepulmus Shal Aspasianus, at the conquest of Aspasianus and Yerushalayim, which was approximately 3 years before the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash, Gazru, the Chachamim, decreed Al Atrois Chasanim, on the crowns of Chasanim, of grooms, they would make special types of headpieces for them, so they instituted that one should not make them. Ve'ala Eirus, and on a particular type of instrument, which had a very strong and beautiful sound, not to use that at weddings, to diminish the simcha because of the impending destruction, and the following destruction. Bepulmus Shal Titus, during the conquest of Titus, when he destroyed Yerushalayim, destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, Gazrel Atreis Kalis, they also instituted that the Kala, the bride, should not bedeck herself on the day of her chuppah wearing some type of crown. And this crown had on it the, you know, embroidered or etched in Irshel Zahav, a golden city, the Gemara explains, which was the custom, and if the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, it wasn't appropriate to have this. Vishalo Yilamid Adamas Benayivanis, and that a person should not teach their son Chachma Yivanis, Greek wisdom, the language, and all kinds of different Greek smarts. Why is that? So the Gemara explains that there was a particular story that when the Chashmonaim were, you know, squabbling with one another, Hyrcanus was outside the wall and Aristobulus was inside of the wall. And every single day they would lower a basket full of golden coins, and the enemy on the outside would give them a carbonus for the Tamid, would give them sheep for the carbon tamid, the daily offering. There was one fellow there who knew Greek, and he told the Greeks that as long as the Jewish people still have their carbon tamid, they have their daily offering, there's no way that the Greeks will be victorious. So the next day, when the Jewish people inside the wall lowered this basket full of golden coins, they put a pig instead of a sheep, and the hoof kind of got stuck in one of the clefts of the wall, and Eretz Yisrael shook 400 parsos by 400 parsos, the whole country. There was an earthquake that the leg of a pig was stuck in the wall of the Beis of Yerushalayim. At that moment, the Chachamim decreed, cursed is a person who raises pigs, and cursed is a person who teaches his child Greek and Greek culture. Concludes the Mishnah. Bepulmus HaAchron, in the final conquest in which the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, again, that was Titus, or Titus, Gazru Shalaitetze Akala Bapirim B'teichair, they decreed that the Kala, the bride, should not go in an apirion. An apirion was some type of canopy of golden talisas, golden garments. Rabbi Seinu, he tirush atetz akal apirion b'teichayir. However, the rabbis permitted that she is allowed to do it within the city, but she could not do it outside of the city. Wishing you a fantastic upcoming day and a great rest of your week.